showtime.
BS and Beer Media in association with STWF TV, the podcasting network. We present to you BS and Bourbon. And now here's Craig and Dale.
Oh yeah, baby. We are here, BS and Bourbon. It's a Who That Hot Ones edition. Oh man, I am your host, Dale. We've got our two participants today, the California Cajun Craig, and we got the Hollywood Who That Kyle. You guys ready for this?
No. Oh, damn near killed me last time. Look, Craig, look how bad it's going. It's just getting the plates ready. Yeah. I had to rub my eye, and it's already like,
oh god,
pepper spray in my eye already.
No, Craig. You rub your eye. Dang it. You know you're not supposed to rub your eye. My goodness. All right. Kyle, don't rub your eye, okay?
I just want to say how much I hate Craig. And I honestly can't even sit here with this. It's like, you know, it's hurting me. It's physically hurting me.
Hi, Bobby.
Yep. Bobby checking in. What's up, man? People are coming in, they're tuning in to witness the pain. So we're going to give it to them. I'm telling you. So we're talking Saints.
I can't be that sad again.
We're talking Saints. So if you're not a Saints fan, I don't know if you're going to really enjoy this or not, but I am definitely going to enjoy it for sure. So Kyle, what do you got today to help combat the heat?
Oh. I mean, I'm drinking. I thought you were going to ask me what I'm drinking. This is why I came on the show, okay? I'm drinking the same thing I was drinking last week. Let me get a little love for Brothers Bond, straight bourbon Bond whiskey.
All right. Good.
So that's what I'm doing. I also went to Sonic. So
yeah.
You want to save some of that.
Thank you for that. It's
there we go.
A little cherry. It's a little vanilla milkshake. So
there we go. Yeah. Smart man. Yep. Smart man. All right, Craig, what about you? What you got?
Hey, I'm low key. I got Miller Lite, probably more than I should. Uh-huh. And I got some ice cream bars in the other room ready for it because
there you
I
go.
Did not have any last time. Damn near killed me.
There we go. Ice cream bars. Okay. So ice cream is going to be the way that we combat this heat. I like this. I like this, man. I like this. All right, man. Let's you guys ready to get started with this thing? Let's do it, man. I think we are ready to go. So first off, we're going to start off with the scale here, and we're going to show you the Scoville units, just like they have on Hot Ones. And of course, we're going to start from the bottom. So let's see, that's 100 to about 1,000 Scoville units in the mild category, right around the jalapeno pepper. That's where we're going to start at. And the first one is going to be our classic sauce, which is 1,800 Scoville units. So gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble here. Let's get these wings together and I will get the question in.
All right. I'm just going to say a quick prayer. Dear God, please let this just go down easy. Last time we did this, I tapped out at what, 3?
Yeah.
3.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, 3. Uh-huh. If you wanted pain, just, you know, right side of your screen. Here we go.
There we go. All right. First question. Can Cam Jordan bounce back? Just looking at the kind of rankings and stuff that Pro Football Focus has, they have Cam Jordan ranked number 41. Out of 112, his pass rushing was subpar. I mean, we saw it on the field, but his rankings for run stuffing was pretty good. So can he bounce back this year and be a productive pass rusher again? What do you think, Greg?
So I kind of think so. I mean, usually there's kind of a tail off and he fell off a cliff. So to me, that looked more like he was hurt. And we, you know, we heard a little bit about that. He had some, what was it, ankle injuries that kind of slowed him down. So I don't know that he's ever going to be like a, you know, a 10 sack guy again, but if he gets to 6-7 and he's a productive guy, you know, like that's plenty. That's fine.
Okay.
So, you know, bounce back is a relative term. He's never going to be like he was in 2016 or whatever, but you know, I think he can still be a productive guy.
All right, Kyle, what you think?
We would like to see him bounce back. I just don't know if he still has that. You kind of hit like that gap where, you know, what is he, 13 year? It was like he's on his 13th season. So he's basically at the point like he has to have that like inner, like, you know, like we just saw Mike Tyson talking about it. You know, when he finished up his career, he just said he didn't want it anymore and he had to stop fighting.
Right.
So is Cam Jordan at that point where, you know, is he still got that fight in him? He's still got that dog in him? I mean, that's really kind of like what I'm worried about more than anything.
14 years experience with Cam Jordan.
It's just like, at what point do you still have to, you know, has it become a job to him yet? Or is it still, you know, still playing football? So that's my biggest concern, honestly, with Cam Jordan.
I mean, he doesn't seem like the guy who's just going to quit on the team, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's definitely not going to quit on the team. He is the team leader for sure. Like Cam,
I mean,
Cam,
you know, guys like DeMario Davis and Tyrann Mathieu, that the yeah. culture is so ingrained in there that I can't imagine he's one of those like, oh, I just don't want to do it anymore. I mean, if he's able to do it, I imagine he's going to. So, you know, barring injury, yeah, I think he's going to be a good player this year. I still want to draft a D-end. I still want to sign Chase Young, but yeah. oh. you know, I'm not ready to cut him or anything.
Okay.
Not with his cap hit anyway.
All right. All right, so we're doing okay after the first wing there?
Yeah, now? That was the only one I'm probably going to enjoy. Like this whole
I had two of them because it was so good. I made two of that first one.
That was delicious. Honestly, mm-hmm. God, only one I'll probably enjoy the whole show. So,
okay. All right, well, let's go to our next wing here. And the next sauce is the house, which is 14,500 Scoville units.
Whatever that means.
So we're like way more than double of of the last sauce there.
Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, let's do this thing, man. So the Hop sauce. We're going to rank the quarterbacks of the NFC South in your opinion. I'll just give you my opinion while you guys are chewing. I'm going to say the first is Baker Mayfield. Number two is going to be Kirk Cousins. Number three, Derek Carr. And number four, Bryce Young. It's my rankings for the NFC South quarterbacks. I don't know if any of you guys agree or not, but I'm interested to see what you got to say.
What in Baker Mayfield's history makes you think he's going to continue playing at the level he did last year?
Thank you.
Like, he had one good year with one offensive coordinator who's not with the team anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I have no idea why they threw that money at him. Like, he's going to be regular standard issue Baker Mayfield next year, and I cannot wait for it. It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Throwing it up to Evans is going to help, but there's no reason to think he's going to do that again. I mean, their O-line got worse. They got the one wide receiver back, but he's just a year older. He's not going to do anything if Lattimore's playing anyway. No. Mayfield is easily third for me.
So,
okay, so right.
you go Carr Cousins or Cousins Carr, Craig?
All right, look. I would look like a jackass if I told you that I thought Carr was the best quarterback in the division because Cousins is a good quarterback. Cousins is a good quarterback. Cousins is also 35, coming off a major Achilles tear, mm-hmm. going into a worse system with a worse line than he had last year. So to pencil him in and say that he's probably the best, I guess, of the four, yeah, probably. But we don't know what kind of Kirk Cousins you're going to get. Is it peak Kirk Cousins? Is it prime Kirk Cousins? Look, the thing that makes me the most mad is he has one playoff win, but it was against us. And I hate that. But I can't even use that stat to shit on Falcons fans because it was against us.
Okay. All right, Kyle. Give me your rankings, bro.
And Bryce Young last, obviously.
I don't mind looking like a jackass, so here we go. Cars number one. Yes. We're gonna have Cousins two. I Craig hit the nail on the head with Mayfield. Like, one season does not prove, you know,
anything.
Great job. You know, congratulations. You were a 9-8 or 10-7? Did they get
nine, to 10? Just won a tiebreaker.
Okay. So nine win season. You got a playoff game against a team that just
stopped playing 6 weeks earlier.
Dumpster fire of a team at the time. I feel like Carr is still the best quarterback. We didn't have the proper play calling. We didn't have the offense to fit him. And now we have somebody coming in who can actually work with that, work with his skill set, and, you know, make him that quarterback that he was when he put up all those numbers in Oakland, Las Vegas. So I'm going to say Carr number one, Cousins for sure two, Mayfield three, and then Bryce Young, you know, got a ways to go still.
My problem with Carr this year, and the reason I don't have him number one, is it always takes him so long to get into a new system, and we're changing systems again. Yep. Sure, the last system was terrible and devised by Pete Carmichael, who's only famous and has a job because of Sean Payton, who's only famous and has a job because of Drew Brees. So 6 degrees of uselessness, but it's still, I mean, he hasn't done it with us yet. You know, he's had some good seasons in Oakland and Las Vegas and whatnot, but you know, this year is going to be a really big job because they're going to make the offense around him. He's going to have the weapons. It's going to be more run oriented. And if he can put it together, then yeah, dude, what are you talking about? Kirk Cousins, old as shit, get him out of here. But if he can't, then you know, that's where we are, man. And there's a reason that he just signed the most expensive free agent quarterback contract of all time, because Atlanta is stupid and does terrible things.
Okay. All right. Well, I got one person out here that agrees with me. Bobby agrees with me here with my ranking.
Well, we're not friends anymore, Bobby.
Cousins and Carr and Den Young. So, yeah. All right.
That wing sauce was delicious. It was sweet. It's delightful.
Yeah.
Two good sauces. Very enjoyable.
Number two was actually also pretty awesome. So
easy. Right. Light work.
Yeah, but we're going to hit this, like, it's going to go from two to three, and I'm going to be on the floor crying the next week. So.
Well, here we go. We're going up to number three, and number three sauce is called Hot Heads, 57,000 Scoville units. Oh, man. This one is a game changer, okay? But, hey, we got a break coming up here, Kyle, so, you know. You'll get a little chance to recover. So, all right. So let's start with this third question. The Saints signed Willie Gay, the linebacker from Kansas City. So I want to know what you guys expect to see from Willie Gay this season. And from everything I've been seeing about him, he's a linebacker that can run. We need linebackers that can run. Mm-hmm. Especially with DeMario Davis getting older, but it is a 1 year deal that we signed Willie Gay to, but still a young linebacker that can run and came from Super Bowl team. What are you expecting to see from him, Craig?
Ooh, that wing's hot as shit. That was such a big jump. you know, it's versatility. Versatility is what I'm expecting to see. He played all over the place in Kansas City. He was really useful in blitz packages. He excelled at containing running quarterbacks. So I don't think he's not going to start anywhere. You know, he's not going to take Werner's job, you know, barring injury. But having an extra tool is never a bad thing. And he's clearly got talent. So I think it's a great signing. And it was cheap. It's low risk, you know?
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, I'm sweating.
What do you think here, Kyle? Willie Gay? What are you expecting to see from him this year?
I hope he brings the same athleticism he brought from Kansas City. Real quick, I'm dying. This is really not fun for me. I am not enjoying this. My face is in pain. My tongue is on fire. I hate Craig. I hate him so much. You see how, like, he's an athlete. He really is, like, He brings a lot of athleticism. He's picking off, you know, quarterbacks in the backfield. Like, I just saw this one where he goes up, one hands it, takes it in for six.
Yeah, that was Russell Wilson, though. So, you know,
I don't care.
He's like playing on rookie.
I don't care. It just, that goes to show like what he brings, you know, to the field. And that's really like what we need. And that position that could come up like so clutch for us. I really just need to see like him being able to kind of get all over the field and, you know, more linebacker, like, you know, like a, I don't know. I don't want to say like a strong safety type, but, you know, like kind of a, an in-betweener. That would be super clutch for us. Man, whoo. Oh, okay. We're good. We're good.
Yeah, Bobby. I'm smart. Okay. I have to produce this thing, click the buttons and stuff.
He wanted to eat the wings with us, and
yes.
I don't want to cook that many.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I sure wanted to, Bobby. All right. So that was our third wing and our third question. That brings us to our break. You guys get yourself something to drink, cool off. And, you know, and speaking of getting something to drink and cooling off, I mean, let's look at our next sponsor here.
Hose Water. Whether you've been playing hard or working hard, when your thirst needs to be quenched, there's Hose Water. Found at any retailer where sports drinks are sold. Or connected to your faucet in the backyard if you don't want to pay $4 for it. Hose Water. Get yours today.
This is an emergency message. Stop what you're doing and hit the like button. Also comment and subscribe. Thank you. We now return you to your program.
BS and Bourbon, Who That Hot Ones is back. My goodness, we're three wings in, three questions. My goodness, Kyle is gone.
Oh my God, we killed Kyle.
Kyle's left the building.
For the nose.
I understand. Oh man. So we got three more questions here. We got three more questions to get to.
Woo.
Don't rub your eye, please, Kyle. Please don't rub your eye. Okay. Oh man. Yes, Bobby, the sponsor of your childhood. The hose pipe water. Yes. Yes, it was. I definitely remember going back out there in the backyard, getting some water from somebody's hose and getting back out to play because, you know, that's what it was all about, man. So, all right, let's get to our next question and our next sauce.
Oh, boy.
Señor Luquega. It is 67,000 Scoville units.
I thought it was pronounced pain.
Yeah, pretty much.
Prediction, pain.
pretty much. So, we get to free agency. Now, the Saints lost too much in free agency.
Too much.
And as you guys go ahead and start those wings up, let's look at what the Saints have lost. The Saints have lost Jameis Winston to the Cleveland Browns, Lonnie Johnson to, I believe, the Texans, right? Zach Bond went to the Philadelphia Eagles, and Malcolm Roach got picked up by the Denver Broncos. Now, these aren't star players or anything like that, but these are some good pieces, and especially in the, when you talk about Roach production, some solid production, you're losing. So have the Saints lost too much this year in free agency? What you think, Greg?
You know what? I'm not going to say it's addition by subtraction, except for Winston. Screw that guy. But Roach hurts because he is rotational. He played. Lonnie Johnson Jr. I thought was a really, really big help last year. That one wasn't as bad as the one before, but I'm still.
I believe you. That was, you know, we said that last time. Four wasn't as hot as three. Yeah. And I'm right there with you. That
it's
was
a, it's a bad. Low slow on the tip of your tongue burn though. That hurts.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling it kind of like on my lips. My lips are they flaming? No. Okay.
But you can upgrade that. You know, it's not like you're going to get worse adding some other plug and play guy. Run stuffers are cheap. Lonnie Johnson, you know, another cheap safety, not a huge deal. Safety market's crazy right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. And Jameis Winston, look, man, your job is to come into a game as the backup. And we lost every game that he came into with the exception of one. And that one, he caused a mutiny and didn't sound to apologize to the Falcons. Mm. Okay. I know he's fun. He's culture. He's fun. He loves the city and we all love him. I love him too. Can't play for the Saints anymore. If he hangs on to a 17-point lead in Green Bay, we're a playoff team. Fuck him.
Okay. All right, Kyle, what you think?
Kind of agree on that one. Like, as much as everyone loved Jameis Winston, like, man, he's just such an idiot. Like, that's the word. Like, I'm thinking, like, he's just like such a dummy. And, you know, like, he's fun. He's, you know, his teammates like him. How is that going to get us any wins? It's not. We need people who are going to come in and get us wins. That was sneaky, actually. Craig, my mouth is on fire and it hurts. Mm-hmm. I'm hurting. It hurts my soul. Yeah, no, I'm good with everybody that we lost. I feel like we can replace. My thing is Dennis Allen can take someone who's not as good as Malcolm Roach and coach him up and put him in the right spot and get him into positions to where they can be as good as Malcolm Roach. So that aspect I'm not worried about.
It's certainly true about the secondary. I mean, when's the last time we had a safety or a corner? I almost touched my eye. You see that? That was close.
No, I wipe it off as soon as it's in, I got to wipe it off because I'm not.
But when's the last time we had a bad corner or safety in the Dennis Allen era? I mean,
yeah,
you know, Isaac Yiadom was shutting people down last year.
Yeah.
I trust PA completely with the secondary.
Good point.
Pass rush, no.
But and linebackers too. I feel like linebackers is kind of still an issue with that. Even in his scheme, I don't like it.
Okay. All right, let's get to the next question and the next sauce. We have Botilia Fire with 118 Schofield units. Botilia Fire. All right.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I think that just looks like.
I'm pretty sure Botilia is Spanish for butthole. Is that right? It's the butthole fire?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
That works. That works. All right, let's open those wings. Will the Saints sign Chase Young? This was somebody that, you know, we saw a few highlights. Come about from YouTube or Twitter or whatever. They strung together a bunch of highlights from this past year with the 49ers and looked at his pass rushing snaps, and he took a lot of snaps off, a lot of snaps off. You could see it was lack of hustle, trying to go tackle, running back, or trying to get to the quarterback, a guy just passed him up, whatever the case may be. It was a lack of hustle. And I don't know if I really want to see that out in black and gold on my defensive end, because we need help. And I don't need a guy that's not going to hustle.
So he's the anti-Cam Jordan, right? Because he's got all of the physical tools,
yeah,
but not that same drive and fire and desire that made Cam a stud.
Right.
So I don't think we sign him, but I don't think we sign him because of that. I think we get outbid because he's meeting with so many people that somebody is just going to throw a 3-year deal at him, and we're not going to do that.
Oh, say he's meeting with the Panthers also, and the Panthers just lost Brian Byrne, so it makes sense.
Well, the Panthers might give him 5 years and $100 million because they're the Panthers, and they don't do anything smart.
Yeah, they can overpay.
If you told me that the Panthers and the Commanders were like, they're like the Indians from Major League, and we're just trying to tank the team so they get the owner to sell, then I'd believe you, because they are just tearing that place to shreds.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, Kyle.
What's up? My eyes are watering. Cried a little bit.
I would love to have Chase Young. I'm not worried about the plays off. I feel like if, you know, did we see him take plays off in the Super Bowl when it mattered, when it was, you know, everything on the line?
I don't help a game.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and it's going to be hard to take a playoff when you have Cam Jordan across from you and DeMario Davis behind you. And I mean, he's even playing with like literal legends. It might have to step up that effort. That's possible, but oh fuck, that's hot. Oh,
yeah. You know, it only hurts when I breathe or when I speak. So, I would love to have podcast. I don't want to spend the money on him. So yeah. I would really rather, 14th overall pick.
Okay.
Go ahead and get somebody there. Just.
Well, you're not going to get Dallas Turner at 14. You're going to have to move up for him.
Get the guy from UCLA then.
The guy who's been hurt all but one season of his entire career.
It seems like a win to me. He seems like another one of those athletic guys.
A real Marcus Davenport type.
I definitely don't want to spend the money. You know, for as much as I do want to point out, for as much as we hate on Atlanta and the decisions that they make, Carolina is far worse. So I think it's because we hate the Falcons more that we you know, dog on them so much, when Carolina has really been that team to show us how stupid they actually are.
Maybe there's not room in my heart to hate both of them.
They're all stupid. You know, instead of giving touches to Bijan Robinson, you give it to Algier and this and that, and you have, you know, QB runs. It just maybe not that level of stupidity, but they have made horrible decisions. Out of everybody in the league, it's Tampa who's kind of, you know, making the smart plays.
They just gave all that money to Baker Mayfield. Don't talk to me about Tampa being smart.
I said previously. Lately, I don't think so. I hate paying Baker that much money. Evans, I absolutely would have gave him that money. Baker, I did not agree with whatsoever. I feel like Carolina is horrible.
Evans is funny to me because Saints fans kind of don't realize how good he is. Because usually when we see him, he's playing us and Marshawn Lattimore erases him. But, yeah, he's had 1,000 yards every year of his career. Like, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. And Saints fans don't realize that because he's always booty when he's playing us.
Well, it was the same way with Julio Jones. Mm. Every time he played us, he was horrible. But, you know, he did his thing versus everybody else. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He is horrible. He has more fumbles than touchdowns against us in his career.
Exactly.
That's a wonderful stat. Look that up.
All right, guys. The final wing.
This is too easy. Like, this one's going to be fine too, right?
I don't want to do it.
Final question.
I don't want to do it. I'm done. I don't want to do it. Please no.
I remember this one.
All right. The bomb. 135,600 Scoville units. Oh, man. Like the actual bottle has a bomb on it in fire. Like, I'm not eating that.
we're watching. We don't go all the way to the last sauce like they do on that TV on the show. They go all the way to the last dab or whatever, which is you know, insane. But it's this sauce that always gets people. If you ever watch that show, it's not that last wing that hurts everybody. They get to this one and they tap out or they light on fire and they die. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're stopping here, because I don't want to die.
Oh God. I have children. I don't want to die. I'm terrified to look at this wing, and then I just. Craig, I will point out though, 4 and 5 were not as hot as 3.
I told you that. I told you the first time.
Like, 5 was like probably, you know, like 3 in my opinion. Like, it went 1, 2.
It was a lingering heat though. The 4 lingered. 5 didn't seem so bad because I was already on fire from 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it. I don't want to.
This pitch just answers out pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, I'm up. Let's do this.
All right. Eat them. Eat. All right. The question.
Craig's doing it. Okay, I'll do it.
It's pretty simple. The NFC South go through, and you pretty much pick the team that the NFC South goes through. In my opinion, it's Tampa won the division last year. They're favorites to win it this year. They've got a returning quarterback. They got all the weapons returning. I see no reason to go against them.
Oh, no.
To beat a man, you got to beat the man. Whoa.
I've made a mistake.
I didn't hear anything you just said. I blacked out. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Bobby says Tampa. He agrees with me. That's right.
Oh, God.
That's right. That's right.
Tampa. Tampa.
Okay. Kyle says Tampa.
New Orleans. Who that?
Oh, snap.
Who that?
Says the South goes through New Orleans still. All right. Well, hey, you guys made it through all of the wings. I'm so proud of you, Kyle. So proud of you, man.
Oh, God.
Man. Oh. You guys are really troopers for sticking this out, man. And doing this thing. Kyle, did the Sonic help a little bit?
Oh, God.
Okay. Got a thumbs up. Did the beer help?
No. I'm dying. Oh, my God.
Oh. That's right. Congratulations. The buttholes will hurt later, but you did it. Appreciate y'all, man. The things we do to entertain you guys.
That feels like a threat.
The things we do to entertain you guys, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Am I out of beer? Oh, God.
Okay, well, any final words here before we wrap this thing up, man?
Yeah, don't try this.
There we go. There we go. Kyle's about to die. Craig's about to die. I'm your host, New Orleans. Dale.
We are going to – our offense is going to be better with Kubiak. The running game is going to be better. Oh, God. Oh. We're going to win 11 games, and we're going to win the South. And win the Super Bowl. Who that?
There you go. Who that?
Remember to follow us on social media at BS and Beer Media. Also, smash the like button on YouTube and share with friends.